Starting with a staff of exactly one person, Director Miriam Nisbet, and a mandate to resolve disputes between federal agencies and regular citizens making requests under the Freedom of Information Act, the Office of Government Information Services has had an eventful year since opening day in September 2009. That according to David Ferriero, Archivist of the United States.
Creating the unit, hiring the staff, and the staff of seven has handled just over 400 cases. So we're up and running.
The National Archives is the parent agency for OGIS. Director Miriam Nisbet says one of their biggest challenges in this first year has been making agencies and citizens aware of the fact that they're here to help.
People are finding us. A little context here. We have handled just about 400 cases in the first year, just under 400 by end of fiscal year 2010. But in the context of almost 600,000 FOIA request across the executive branch, that's really probably doesn't tell you what the potential is for this office as well as the agencies with the new position of FOIA public liaison, a person who is designated under the law to assist in resolving disputes.
Looking first at OGIS's mission as an arbiter of disputes between FOIA requesters and agencies, Nisbet examines the kinds of cases her staff has been asked to deal with. One category relates to the time it takes to respond to a FOIA request.
About 20% of the cases involve delays. That's a pretty constant, has been since the beginning, people coming to us and saying, I haven't gotten an answer. Sometimes they're saying, nobody will return my phone call. No one will respond to my email. Or, I've just been told it's going to be 3 years. You've got to be able to tell me something more than that.
Another category of FOIA dispute centers on one word, no.
About a quarter of the cases involve substantive denials of information. It could be anything from a refusal to confirm a denial whether an agency has records. That's often the case with an intelligence agency or a law enforcement agency if the request is for records on a third party. Or it could be a substantive, we have 1,000 pages responsive to your request. All of those records are being withheld under Exemption 3, for example, which is records prohibited from disclosure by another statute.
Turning to the other half of OGIS's mission, helping federal agencies deal with FOIA, Nisbet points to their efforts at training FOIA officers in the skills of alternative dispute resolution.
Next week, here at the National Archives Building, going to hold our third full-day session. We started about 6 months ago developing a course. It's an all-day course for FOIA professionals in the skills needed to negotiate with requesters and also with people in their agency with whom they need to work to fulfill FOIA request.
Nisbet also notes some FOIA successes in two large agencies that have made information about OGIS part of their FOIA responses. Agencies that have seen an increase in the number of requests, but she says it's not because more people are asking.
Early on, starting in the early part of calendar year 2010, the Justice Department was the first agency to start routinely in their letters to requesters telling them about OGIS. And the Veterans Affairs people started a few months after that. So those were what I would call early users of OGIS, and it falls into the category of no good deed goes unpunished.
All of this is being done with a first-year budget of about $1.5 million. And Archivist Ferriero says efforts to expand OGIS will be dependent on future budgets.
We've developed a demand, and we're in a budget situation where we've been forced to create several different scenarios about reducing that budget. So we've trying to do everything that is assigned to the National Archives in a restrained budget environment.
OGIS's first year has been very successful in a lot of ways. I think that they're doing a lot of good work, starting up a process for mediating FOIA requests that that hasn't existed in the federal government.
For some added perspective on OGIS's first year, we turn to Rick Bloom, coordinator with the Sunshine in Government Initiative, one of the many good government groups here in Washington that has pushed for years for the creation of OGIS. He especially likes the fact that OGIS has embraced dispute resolution as a means of giving FOIA requesters an avenue of appeal they didn't have before.
I think it's very effective in filling that gap, and it's going to take a while for that to really take heart in many, many agencies. And as OGIS ramps up and gets additional resources to handle more cases and be able to reach to many more of the 600,000 requests that requesters file each year, then you'll see more dividends pay off in terms of how the agencies are actually responding.
Bloom says he's looking forward to reading OGIS's first annual report to the President and Congress, which Director Miriam Nisbet says is expected to be delivered in early to mid-December of this year. At the National Archives in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.